Hello, and welcome to the Let's Talk About the Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, The Host, and today we'll be talking about light pollution, what it is, what are its implications to us and the environment, and what can we do to stop it. If we go far back enough in time, back to when only the major light sources were the sun and the moon, life was simpler back then. Fast forward all the way to the 21st century, and we're bombarded by light sources day and night. And so is the world around us. Back then at night, we could see the stars, nebulas, and galaxies clearly on a cloudless night. Now, it's as if we've taken the stars to Earth to light up our nights. If you'd look up into the night sky, you'd probably see some to no stars at all. Within a few thousand years, which is noticeably short on the evolutionary scale, we've lit up our nights, and this does have implications for us and our planet. Part 1. What is light pollution? Light pollution is the unnatural illumination of our night, which disrupts biological cycles and inhibits the observation of stars, nebulae, and galaxies and planets. Everything from street lamps to headlights, and even your phone, can cause light pollution. But depending on the region of the globe, there are different levels or grades of light pollution's brightness. Astronomers use the Bortle scale to do so. This scale ranges from class 1, which is the least polluted sky, to class 9, which is usually found in cities. Part 2, light pollution and its implications on the human body. Our bodies are extraordinary. They've evolved to rise with the sun and to sleep when the moon rises. Life all over the planet has fine-tuned its waking and sleeping cycles to the amount of light that is around it. This is known as the circadian rhythm, a biological clock that resides deep within us. Almost all organisms have it, including us. But this ancient system was developed way before street lamps, phones, headlights, TVs, anything we made that emits light. We haven't evolved to these new light sources, and these can set our circadian rhythms out of whack. But how do they? According to the NIH, a circadian rhythm is composed of certain molecules or proteins that interact with cells throughout the body. Almost every organ and tissue in the body has their own circadian rhythm. They're all kept in sync by the master clock, located in the brain. In vertebrates, a master clock is a cluster of 20,000 nerve cells or neurons that form into a structure known as the suprachiasmatic nucleus, or the SCN for short. This is located within a region of the brain known as the hypothalamus and receives direct input from the eyes. The SCN controls the production of an important hormone known as melatonin, or the sleepiness hormone. The SCN receives information of surrounding light levels from the eyes. So, for example, when it's nighttime and it's dark, your body makes more melatonin, so you'd feel sleepy. But this is where light pollution rudely interrupts this ancient biological ritual. If you've suddenly exposed to any light of any sort, your circadian rhythm treats this as the rising sun and your melatonin production is reduced. Therefore, it's important to limit the light you get at bedtime, because sleep is important and this is when our bodies repair themselves. Part 3, light pollution and its implications on the natural world. Just like the human body, light pollution affects the circadian rhythms of animals. It's a fact that since most songbirds migrate in the dark of night, light pollution affects their circadian rhythms just like ours and makes their body think that it's day, so they don't migrate. Light pollution also affects sea turtles. Most sea turtles hatch at night to avoid predators and use the light of the moon to guide themselves to the ocean. But with cities lighting up as beacons in the sky, it's easy for them to mistake this for the moon, and you know what happens next. And that's not all in what happens in the natural world. Part 4. What can we do to stop light pollution? We've already discussed how light pollution affects the natural world, so what can we do to stop it? One thing we can do is to make our light sources more direct. Instead of having light spill over everywhere, we can make, for example, our street lamps only illuminate the road and nothing else. According to darksky.org, we could replace our light bulbs with LEDs to reduce the amount of energy used to light our spaces, which helps protect the environment. 4. LED bulbs are more direct sources of illumination. We could use dimmers, which dim the intensity of light coming from a bulb, motion sensors, which only activate when they detect motion, and timers, which dictate the time the lights turn on and off. These solve two problems in one. 1. By reducing energy consumption, and 2. Reducing light pollution. Try to avoid using blue light at night. Blue light is generally produced from cellular devices. Light bulbs, flat screen TVs, all produce blue light. In daytime, blue light is produced by the sun, but at night there was little to no blue light. Until now, of course. And you can check out our sources for more information and solutions about this problem. And feel free to email us at letustalkabout@outlook.com to give us new ideas for the show, and check out our website while you're at it. Its link is in the description. And that's all for today's episode. From here at the studio, we wish you a great rest of the day. Goodbye.